So last night, I tried to sit down and write a post on the blog, and I couldn't do it. I sat there for like 20 minutes and nothing came out. And I tried, I'll just record a little mini podcast. Another attempt, another fail. And here's why. I hate this week, I'm gonna be honest. I hate it. I've written this before. I'll recap it real quickly. I have attended 10 University of Illinois versus University of Missouri athletic contests where Missouri yellow-clad people are in attendance. 8 of these have been in St. Louis, 2 of these in Columbia. And I'm 0-10. That includes 5 basketball games and 5 football games. I've been to 2 games in Columbia, 91, when Ken Dilger dropped the winning touchdown pass in the very corner of end zone where I was sitting. 93, when I swore Scott Weaver was going to throw for 325 yards, and let's just say he didn't. I think we lost that one 31-3. I've been to 5 basketball games, 91, 92, 93, 94, and after losing all 4 of those, I swore it off. Then after 98 and the Big Ten Championship, I'm like, I'm going back. I'm going to this game again. 99, I go again, and we lose, and I haven't been since. And we won 9 in a row after I stopped going, so I figured it was me, and I stopped going to the basketball game. And then 3 football games at the Dome, 0-3 in those. So I am 0-10 when I have to sit across from people in yellow. And it's been the bane of my existence. I hate it. You know, many people who grew up, you know, in Chicago area or even in central Illinois, some have said to me they don't really understand the Missouri series. They don't understand why. Well, I grew up in Illinois, but 29 miles from the Arch, and let's just say the Missouri game's a big deal. So, to face this week, when we're 13-point underdogs, we have a running back, a cornerback, playing it for the first time. Our starting safety is out, and he wouldn't even be the starting safety if Garrett Edwards' neck had healed, and he wouldn't have even been the starting safety maybe if Corey Cooper would have stayed committed. So, against a passing offense, their wideout, who was supposed to be out till September 15th, is now practicing and is going to play in this game. Our secondary is probably at 30% health and fullness. You know, in 1 week we lost Walt Akins, Shupo Sani, and Terry Hawthorne. All of that together combined with the fact that I'm 0-10 in this game, I couldn't be dreading Saturday more. I know I should be excited. I've written several posts this summer about Nathan Shieldhouse, how excited I am, how excited he's going to be. He will sleep 2 hours Friday night. You can bet on it. He is so fired up to take the reins of this offense. You know, I want to see Evan Wilson. I want to see what he can do. I want to see his feed 5. I want to see if we can really move the ball. I want to see if Jeff Allen, Hugh Thornton side of the line, the weak side that's really the strong side, I want to see if they can open some holes and see if we can't just do something. But overall, above everything else, is this overarching feeling that I get this week every year. Last year, I tried going the other way. Positivity, we're 7-point favorites. We've got an NFL wide receiver, an NFL offensive lineman, NFL tight end. They're rebuilding. We're going to explode. And then we knew the season was over by halfway through the second quarter. So that's led to this feeling this year. I want to be positive. I want to go into this game. Do you understand what it would be for me if we won this game? I can't really. You know what? Maybe I should go. It's the last year. Maybe I should just drive down. Maybe even go by myself. And be that guy pictured in the stand, sitting by himself in the upper reaches. Maybe get my picture in the paper. I'm going to think about this, and I'm going to stop talking. So, go Illini.